In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on October 8th, 2015. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is Ethan Lee, fellow writer of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm just fine, thank you. I appreciate your asking, as you do. This is the 13th time you've asked that question, and it's pretty much the exact same answer every time, but still, I appreciate your asking, because you are concerned with how I am feeling.
So this is our 13th show, and if you listen to it this Friday, it won't be Friday the 13th, but it would be Friday with the 13th show.
Yeah,
and you can listen to it on a Friday, and it would be Friday the 13th show with Halloween, you know, all the spookiness right there, because we do have a rather spooky question to talk about later.
Spooky is an understatement, Ethan. We just got a question in that was sent in about 3 minutes ago, and... We don't have many words to describe it.
Cause we'll get there.
Simply thinking about it makes me want to throw up.
It's... Oh, but man. Cheers to you. Who is it? Randy.
Some Randy.
Five off, five on.
Randy, yeah.
Yeah.
So
if he's listening...
If you're listening.
Who knows if he listens or not?
He may just want to. He's probably just asking the first question that came into his head. I don't know what kind of mind he has if that is the first question that came into his head. But hey, on the show today, we're going to preview the mighty Trojans of Troy and their Trojan horses.
No, the Trojan horse led to the downfall of Troy. Troy did not have a Trojan horse until it was given to them by the rest of the Greeks, which it was used to take down the city of Troy.
The thing is, although you are correct in that situation, and I probably should have figured that out, that can be used in a situation in which Mississippi State has a Trojan horse.
Yes, we don't... I mean, the Trojan horse was used because the walls of Troy were so big, nobody could knock him down, so they used the Trojan horse to, like, get in and stuff like that, and then they snuck in and destroyed the city of Troy. With the way that this keeps, I think we need a Trojan horse to destroy the city of Troy. Or destroy this football team.
Ethan, just play along.
I don't want to play along. I want to be accurate.
Be quiet.
It was a great movie, too.
I haven't seen it.
It's got, like, Orlando Bloom in it, I think.
Oh, boy. Orlando. He's the Pirates of the Caribbean dude, isn't he?
Well, maybe not Orlando Bloom. Let me pull it up, because it's one of my favorite movies.
We're off to a flaming hot start.
That was 11 years ago.
I was 4.
Okay, it had... had Brad Pitt in it.
Oh.
It did have Orlando Bloom. It had Eric Bana in it.
Who?
Eric Bana. Bana. He was, you know, one of the better actors in this movie, actually. He's been in a couple of other pretty big movies here and there. He was Nero in Star Trek.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a good movie. Let's get back on topic.
Okay. And also, we're going to talk about our SEC picks. And speaking of that, I haven't updated the records for all of us, and I'll probably be doing that as I talk. Ethan, while I'm updating the records, talk about life or something.
How about I just jump into my thoughts on the preview of this game.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the game? Go ahead.
Mississippi State is clearly the more talented team here. If I remember correctly, 2013, we destroyed them 66 to whatever, something like that. Yeah, that 2013 team was nowhere near as good as what this team is now. Even though the offenses are relatively same level. I think this is a great way. Say what you want about playing cupcakes and whatnot. This is a great way for Mississippi State to do a little bit of soul searching, to lick their wounds a little bit. There's going to be a lot of talented young players getting some time here. We're probably not going to see these huge outputs out of guys like Richie Brown because we just won't need them. You know, Dak Prescott will probably be pulled in the second quarter or the third quarter.
The final score of that Troy game in 2013 was 62-7.
Yeah. So I would expect another score like that. This game's not going to be a spectacular game, but it'll be an interesting one to see this team start to get back on track a little bit. Expect the running game to get some answers figured out because Dan Mullen said he was going to start. And I was wondering about this recently. We talked about it in the For Whom the Cowbell Tolls group email. But, I would not be surprised to see from here on out going to a running back by committee approach. I would expect something out of something like that this game. I think, a score of like 45 to nothing, 52 to 7, whatever. Expect something like that. That's my thoughts on this game.
So, just some fun things about Troy this season. They are led by first-year head coach Neil Brown, who is the former offensive coordinators at schools such as Texas Tech and Kentucky. He replaced longtime head coach Larry Blackney, or Blakeney, or something like that.
I think it's Blakeney.
The head coach at Troy State and Troy.
Troy State became Troy.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
But I'm saying that he was the head coach for so long that they were Troy State.
Yeah.
And I believe some year they meet Mississippi State in one of those years. I don't remember which year, but Troy State did beat Mississippi State one of those years. But he was the head coach at Troy for 24 years. That's a long time.
That's longer than I've been alive.
Yeah. And that means it's longer than I've been alive, too. And their defensive coordinator is someone named Vic Kenning, and I'm wondering if he is at all related to Les Kenning.
That would be hilarious.
If so...
Hey, you want to know when that one win that came from Troy over Mississippi State?
Sure.
2001.
Oh.
You want to know who the head coach was in 2001?
Shut up!
Your favorite coach ever, Jackie Sherrill, the Kang. Yeah, he lost to Troy. Yeah. The guy that's responsible for such interesting commentators as Mark May lost to Troy. Process that.
Ethan, I was 1 year old and I didn't watch Mississippi State football or
I don't care.
Know anything, so I can't necessarily say anything about that loss.
You want to know what the score was?
No, I actually don't.
21-9. Yeah.
And I will go and say this, that I'm kind of helping you on this point so you can thank me.
What?
I was the same year. I'm going to be giving you a...
Your mic, I think, is going out a little bit or something.
And I'll go ahead and... I'm pretty much not necessarily defending you, but some of these comments kind of go along with what you're saying, that 2001 was the same season that Steve Robertson said that Mississippi State was going to win the national championship.
Hey!
And have you ever heard of Ole Miss fans calling him Rose Bowl?
Yes.
That's why the national championship that year was played at the Rose Bowl. If you didn't know that.
Interesting.
Even. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jackie Sherrill, the Kang, lost 21-9 to Troy. Yeah.
He also won the SEC West.
Not in 2001.
Well, I'm just saying. You said that he lost to Troy, but then after saying that about 5 seconds ago, you didn't specify the year, so I said he won the SEC West, but didn't specify the year.
Okay. He lost by double digits to Troy.
Okay.
I'm going to look up how many wins that 2001 Troy team had.
Oh, 7. I have it right here. 7. They won 7-4.
That's so impressive, man. Just absolute world beater.
They were an independent in the AA.
They lost to Maryland 47-14.
What was Maryland's record that year?
I don't know. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are.
Because, yeah.
So, Troy, let's take a look at some of their stats this year. On offense, which is Neil Brown's specialty, they are averaging 21.5 points per game.
That's... yeah.
They are averaging 110 rushing yards per game. Averaging 189 passing yards per game, which is a grand total of 299.8 yards per game. Defensively, they are giving up 29.2 points per game. 218 rushing yards per game and 179 passing yards per game. And they have lost to such schools as NC State, Wisconsin, and South Alabama, with their only win coming against Charleston Southern.
Yep. I've already given my prediction on this game. So what is yours?
This was one in-depth preview. This was one... a majority of this preview was talking about Jackie Sherrill.
Yeah. Because he lost to Troy 21-9.
I'm going to pick that Mississippi State wins 48-12.
12?
Yeah.
4 field goals? Or a touchdown, a field goal, and a safety?
I just like the number 12.
Or is it going to be 6 safeties?
6 safeties, that's it.
I would pay to see that.
6 actually. Safeties.
I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be impressed.
48-12 is my prediction. And that was...
I wouldn't even be mad. That'd be so impressive.
6 you know? Safeties?
Yeah.
So, my prediction's 48-12. Yours is what?
Let's go with 52-7.
52-7. For those listening to the For Whom the Podcast Tolls podcast wanting an in-depth preview of this game, too bad. This isn't the place to be.
So, let's roam around the conference a little bit.
Yes, this is going to be majority of the show, probably. So, this is one heck of a week for SEC football.
Oh, man.
We're going to lead it off at 11 a.m. on the SEC Network with... New Mexico State at Ole Miss, the Aggies and the Rebels.
Wouldn't it be just so wonderful after seeing Ole Miss get just pounded by Florida?
If they get pounded to see them, by New Mexico State.
I was just going to be happy with like a, you know, triple overtime victory by New Mexico State, mm-hmm. you know, by a field goal. Yeah. I would be happy with that.
Certainly. Any loss to New Mexico State by Ole Miss would make me happy.
Man.
And that would really make the dumpster fire tweet sent out by the police make a lot more sense.
Here, 1 minute. I want to read that tweet. 1 minute. Okay.
This was sent out by the Oxford Police Department.
Smelling smoke around the square, one of the trash dumpsters caught fire. Oxford Fire Department is on the scene putting it out now. And that was at 1:15 a.m.
You know, I really wish that Houston Nutt were still the head coach of this football team, because that would make everything just be wonderful and merry and great.
When the University of Texas, UT, fires Charlie Strong at the end of the season and they hire Hugh Freeze, it is very likely that Ole Miss does become a dumpster fire.
You know that at that point, Ole Miss fans would be bragging about how their head coach left for a new job. Because that's all they've got.
They would find a way to brag.
You know, Hugh Freeze got hired by a better school before Dan Mullen did.
That's what they do.
Someone would actually brag about that, I bet.
I'm picking Ole Miss to win this football game, by the way.
Yeah, Ole Miss is going to win by multiple touchdowns.
So our next game is...
Wait, whoa, it's not on CBS.
Yes, it is. Georgia and Tennessee is on CBS. You just ruined this.
It does not say CBS.
I saw it on an advertisement last week during the Alabama-Georgia game. They are on CBS. You literally just ruined this again. You have ruined this twice.
It does not say CBS.
It said CBS.
Okay, now it says CBS.
Get off.
Turn off.
There we go. Georgia and Tennessee are playing on CBS. And this game is not as good as it was going to be at the beginning of the season.
No. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
No. Georgia coming off of a 38-10 loss to Alabama, and Tennessee coming off of a 24-20 loss to Arkansas.
I don't get why Georgia fell as far as they did.
Because I guess their being overrated was shown, as I said to you.
I mean, when they win the next 7 games on their schedule, and then win the SEC, and then go play in the playoffs.
So you think they're going to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game?
I think they might beat LSU in the championship game.
You think that LSU is going to beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa?
It's very possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As we sit right now, it's very possible. We'll see what happens in a few weeks, but...
Also, by the way, I updated the records, and Ethan Lee has a 41-11 record compared to my 40-12 record. So, for those inquiring minds.
Yeah, either one of those records could reflect the score that we see in this Georgia-Tennessee game.
No. I'm picking the Georgia Bulldogs. We're going to have the exact same picks this week, and this is going to be really not fun.
Maybe.
Oh, gosh. What does that mean?
You'll see.
Who are you going to pick?
Hey, I'm picking Georgia, and I'm picking Georgia big.
Yeah, I'm picking Georgia as well. And Tennessee is probably going to have another, like, two-touchdown lead at some point in the game.
Yeah.
Probably so. Then the next game, which was supposed to be in... This had just happened... The game was supposed to be in Columbia, South Carolina, but then Hurricane Joaquin happened, and it's now in Baton Rouge.
Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in South Carolina right now, and everybody dealing with that mess, because there's some major destruction going on.
Yeah.
When you have to move a football game like this, it's not just you know, oh man, we have to move football. Like, there's a lot going on right now over there. So, yeah.
So this game will be at 2:30, and no one knows what television network.
It may not be televised because they're having to scramble to move it to Cajun country.
You know what? That may be why CBS is not being shown on this Georgia-Tennessee game, because there are two games at 2:30, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, Hurricane Joaquin is making the move to Baton Rouge, and this is just not looking good for South Carolina in any stretch of the imagination.
They're already a bad team. I mean, they lost to Missouri, who is also a bad team.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to stop Leonard Fournette unless, you know, he decides to stop himself. Or, you know, God forbid that he gets injured.
With how many times LSU's running him, he could.
Yeah, we could see him get injured by the end of the season, which is not something we want. It's just a consequence of how much he's getting the ball. So, but back to prediction, LSU probably 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Certainly.
Easily.
I would agree
and
with that.
All of those touchdowns will be by Leonard Fournette.
I agree with that. So, we've already talked about Troy and Mississippi State in our in-depth preview, and now we're going to this one. Arkansas travels to Alabama.
Oh, man.
And Arkansas is coming off of a big win over Tennessee, and Alabama's coming off of a big win against Georgia, and, well...
Okay, well, you can't call that win over Tennessee big because of how bad Tennessee is.
For Arkansas, it's a big win. They lost to Toledo, buddy.
Who would have expected before the season that, you know, the Arkansas-Tennessee game and the Arkansas-Alabama game even, that Arkansas would have the better quarterback?
Who expected that in week 6 of the college football season, Toledo would be ranked and Arkansas wasn't?
I wouldn't have said that Toledo would be ranked, but I wouldn't have said that Arkansas would.
The emphasis was on Toledo in that sentence, Ethan.
Well, I mean, Arkansas. Yeah. Arkansas loses big.
I agree. What was the score the last 2 years before last year, like 52-0 Alabama?
Something like that.
Yeah.
They're going to get shellacked. They're... Man...
So
El Tractorcito, what's the dude's name?
What?
Derrick Henry. What's his nickname? El Tractorcito or something
like that.
I've
never heard of El Tractorcito.
You've never heard of it?
No, heard of it? I've never heard it, but
okay.
I know I haven't heard it.
There's Photoshops and everything. Putting his face on a tractor.
I haven't seen this.
But I mean, he's as big as a tractor anyway, but apparently... when Alabama played Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl way back when, not way back when, but like in 2014.
Well, it was 2014 year, but it was the 2013 season.
Yes.
Yes.
2014, when they played.
2013 season.
Okay, they played in 2014. You're wasting the time here.
I'm really sorry.
Pablo... I'm going to butcher this name. I'm sorry, Pablo. Pablo Viruega? Yeah. ESPN... ESPN International affiliate and broadcast and such. After Henry caught a screen pass for like 61 yards or whatever, I compared him to a tractor and literally said El Tractorcito, which directly means the little tractor. And our friend Spencer Hall,
yes,
made a great Photoshop. I'll send this to you real quick.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I had a Twitter conversation with Spencer Hall the other day talking about Florida football.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of Florida football, well, let's predict this game and then
yeah,
we'll speak about Florida football.
Florida at Missouri? We've already predicted Arkansas, Alabama.
Yeah, no, wait, did we already predict the Bama game?
Yeah, we both said Alabama huge.
Okay, cool. That works for me. So I got distracted by Al Tractorcito. Check your text.
I am.
Check the tweet.
It's loading. Oh my. Oh my.
Isn't that the best thing you've seen today?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's you know,
I just retweeted
you know, it's
it.
Probably the second best thing I've seen today behind all
oh,
of the
dumpster fire.
No, well that the third thing I've favorite thing I've seen today behind the Matt Barnes tweets.
Yeah.
That is one heck of a situation for my Memphis Grizzlies. Speaking of my Memphis Grizzlies, my Memphis Grizzlies beat Ethan Lee's Houston Rockets in an exciting preseason game. Ha.
If you can call preseason games exciting.
We won by 3 points. It was an exciting preseason game.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. Ooh,
we're going
to
win the finals.
Jackie Sherrill lost to Troy 21-9.
We're going
to
win the finals.
Yep.
We're going all the way.
Okay.
And Ethan and
Next
I discussed
game.
That we want to see a Memphis Grizzlies Houston Rockets Western Conference Finals because that would be fun.
Yeah, it would.
Florida at Missouri. At 6:30 p.m. on the SEC Network.
I've been down on Missouri for all season.
Oh, no.
But I'm legitimately concerned that Florida, coming off of this win against Ole Miss, like, I'm legitimately concerned about that. So I'll let you go ahead and go pick first.
I could actually tie it now. I could actually...
You could.
I am genuinely... This is the most confident I've ever been that I can come back on Ethan Lee. Because I'm picking the Gators of Florida.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I am too. Hey, we've got two more games to pick. We'll just count those two.
Oh, are we picking games outside of the SEC?
Yeah, we're going around the nation because the SEC slate was boring.
We're probably going to pick the same ones here, too.
I don't know.
These two games are the only two games in the entire country that have two ranked teams playing against each other. I'm going to have to pull up the rankings of these teams. I know that one of them is number 23, Cal, at number 5, Utah, which is where College Game Day is this week.
And it involves three unranked teams, and if you'd told me that these three teams would be unranked, I would have slapped you in the face. Honestly.
And then the other one...
You know, these two games as three unranked teams.
And then the other one is number 13, Northwestern, at number 18, Michigan.
Northwestern, undefeated. Utah, undefeated.
Cal undefeated.
California. What is this voodoo that is this college football season?
Well, Utah used
Why does
to be
it
good
have to
back
be...
in, like, 2009.
When they had a certain Brian Johnson.
Yeah. And that actually reminds me that Dan Mullen is going to be going to BYU next year. Utah's rival. That actually could be interesting. But continue.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to that game.
I'm not, because I will lose simply because of my attending.
So, which game do we want to pick first?
Let's pick Northwestern Michigan, because that's not the game day game. Although I think this game will be much better than the other one.
Really?
Yes.
See, I think this one's just going to be so boring.
It's going to be... Well...
It's just...
It's a lot of
It's
defense.
Northwestern. Yeah. And it's not necessarily good offenses to go against these decent defenses. These pretty good defenses. Let's give them credit there.
Northwestern's defense is actually one of the best in the country.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But they also have one of the worst offenses, don't they?
I'm going to have to look. I know... I'll check it out.
Okay.
But you keep speaking while I check it out because I don't want this to be awkward silence.
Michigan has as a tight end whose last name is Butt.
Jake Butt.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Wildcats to win this one.
Mm. We have a differing pick. Yes.
Cool.
Woo. All right. Oh, woo. Yippee. All right. I'm picking Michigan. I'm still trying to find Northwestern's offensive stats, by the way. Okay, they are averaging 25 points per game and giving up 7.
That's how you win games right there. Yeah?
7.
That's impressive.
7.
Yup. You can say the number 7.
And their wins... Yeah. Excuse me. Their wins are over Stanford. They gave up 6 points.
They've turned out to be a little bit better than what we expected.
Their worst win looks like a 24-19 win over Ball State, which is only famous because David Letterman went there.
Cool.
And then the next game is number 23, Cal Berkeley, whatever you want to call him, at Utah.
You pick first here.
Utah.
Cal.
Oh, we've got two differing picks.
Well, you could take a lead.
Cal barely beat Washington State, who lost to Portland State last week, Ethan.
Okay.
Utah beat Michigan. And those two games occurred in the same week. I'm feeling pretty confident about that one.
You can feel as confident as you want.
Are you trying to... Okay.
I should not have picked Ole Miss last week. I do regret that.
Yep. Go Gators. So that'll...
I also kind of regret not taking San Jose State because that game was closer than expected.
But...
I don't care. It would have been fun to give up the lead simply to pick San Jose State.
Okay. And now I was about to say we're going to wrap up the show, but I forgot one thing. We've got a question.
We do have a question, and it is from...
Randy. Ethan and I discussed this earlier, that this question is interesting, to say the least, and Ethan can probably find a much more mature way of getting out of answering it than I can, so take it away.
At Randy, 5 off, 5 on, I don't know Randy. I don't think he even follows me. He, going through his bio, hashtag MSU Mafia, national loaner car consultant for Cannon Motors, home of the 4-year loaner program, hashtag cars for Groots. Yeah, this, okay, so he sends in the question, a question that involves Hillary Clinton, Rosie O'Donnell, and Honey Boo Boo's mom. Can you just look up Honey Boo Boo's mom's name so we can actually have...
Yes.
A name to go with this.
Let's see. Excuse me for a second. Mama June.
Mama June. All of these three ladies are very interesting characters in their own right.
Yes.
And I'm not going to go further in depth with what this question says. You can find it under our tweet if you want. You can find it going through at Randy5on, 5off, 5on's tweets. It's not exactly appropriate for the air, given some of its nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was very, very interesting because we got it about, 2-3 minutes before the show started, before we started recording. And, thank you for the question. We really do need questions. Otherwise, we're going to get stuff like this.
Yeah.
And that stuff that we are not going to answer on the air. So.
Yeah.
We appreciate the question because it made us laugh for a good 10 minutes. But, no. Not answering that.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So that'll wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. Ethan Lee, do you have any final thoughts?
No. Surprisingly, I don't. This has been a very weird show. And we've had, about half of our shows have been very, very weird. But, this one has just been one of one of what will be quite a few, because the upcoming games are not very interesting.
I'm excited in a couple weeks for our bye week preview.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do something there.
Yeah. So that will wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. On Tuesday, we'll recap our game against the Fighting Trojans of Troy, go over the SEC and the two other games. And I don't know what else we're going to do, but we'll find out.
I will probably bring up more mentions of how Jackie Sherrill lost to Troy. You know, when he did beat Troy the next year, he only beat him by 3 points.
It's better than losing.
It marginally.
Dan Mullen beat Troy by only 5 at one point.
6.
Be quiet. So
2012.
Yeah, it was 2012. I remember that.
You know how people like to be very trashy and bring up the you know, all the 9/11 memes and stuff?
Yes.
Just at all sorts of random places, like on College Game Day and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, certainly.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue...
And Skip Bayless's mentions, yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm just going to continue to bring up how we lost to Troy under Jackie Sherrill, who is allegedly the greatest coach ever. Just at random times and random places.
Okay.
Like, that'll be just a constant theme for the rest of the show, for however long it runs.
All right. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that's wonderful.
It's not as tasteless as the 9/11 stuff, obviously, because that's making fun of a national tragedy. But there's nothing good about losing to Troy.
Yeah, so that will wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast.
Hey, did you know
that
Jackie Sherrill lost to Troy?
Thank you all for listening.
This is gonna be
and bye-bye, everybody. We're ending the show. Bye.
Wait. No, I'm
about to press
emojis. This is going to be like the poop emojis.
That will end it. Bye.
Wait. We have to explain the poop emojis.
Oh, my God. I thought this show was ending. I don't know why I'm still recording. I don't know.
So, wait. Okay, God. For the listeners that are still listening through that.
None of them are. We have this is an after show at this point.
You're still recording, right?
Yes.
Good. Daniel gets mad whenever I send like a poop emoji in a text. So what was it last night that I sent just like billions of poop emojis, just copied and pasted over and over again?
I don't even know. Yeah.
Like I'm scrolling through our conversation earlier, and it's taking a good like 7 scrolls to get to the top of this one message with just poop emojis. So that was a great show.
Are you done?
Thanks for listening, guys. I'm done now.
Thank you all for listening. And bye, everybody.
Bye.